And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of June, 2011. It's the birthday of the comedian Ricky Gervais, born in Reading, England, 1961, studied philosophy at University College London, got a job at the university after graduation hiring bands to play for events, wrote a mockumentary sitcom, The Office, about a fictional paper company and its overconfident and inept manager, David Brent, which was a big success. It was on this day, 1947, Anne Frank's diary was published, which was found after the family had been captured by the Nazis by Otto Frank's secretary, Miep Gies. Anne Frank's father, Otto, published it after the war, after removing things he felt were too embarrassing. But the material that he excised was restored in a 1995 edition of Anne Frank's diary. It's the birthday of the novelist, essayist George Orwell, born in Bengal, India, 1903. His father was a British civil servant. The family, in Orwell's words, was upper-lower middle class. He went to Eton on a scholarship, chose not to go on to Oxford, became a military policeman instead, serving in Burma, where he came to hate the class system. George Orwell once wrote about the execution of a prisoner in Burma when he, George Orwell, marched the prisoner to the gallows. He wrote, "At each step his muscles slid neatly into place, the lock of hair on his scalp danced up and down, his feet printed themselves on the wet gravel. And once, in spite of the man who gripped him by each shoulder, the prisoner stepped lightly aside to avoid a puddle on the path. It's curious, but till that moment I had never realized what it means to destroy a healthy, conscious man. When I saw the prisoner step aside to avoid the puddle, I saw the mystery, the unspeakable wrongness of cutting a life short when it is in full tide." George Orwell, famous for his novels Animal Farm and 1984. And today is the anniversary of the Battle of the Little Bighorn, 1876, in which Lieutenant George Armstrong Custer was wiped out by the Sioux. Custer's last stand, which aroused such public emotion, Walt Whitman wrote one of his worst poems about it in honor of Custer. "Thou of the tawny flowing hair in battle, I erewhile saw with erect head pressing ever in front, bearing a bright sword in thy hand, now ending well in death the splendid fever of thy deeds," wrote Walt Whitman. The Indians won the battle but lost the war and were forced to surrender the Black Hills of South Dakota to white settlers. Here's a poem for today by Mary Ruffo, "My Happiness." I laid my happiness in a field. My happiness lay in the field and looked up at the sky. My happiness extended the same courtesy to the clouds. My happiness in the field was visible for miles around. My happiness was visible to the hawk. My happiness was fond of the beetle beside it. A porcupine lumbered by. My happiness followed it. Perhaps because it was being followed, the porcupine stole my happiness. My happiness lumbered along after itself happily. We came to a road. The porcupine went into a culvert and didn't come out. And that was the end of my happiness. A poem entitled My Happiness by Mary Ruffo, from her collection Indeed I Was Pleased With the World, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.